Hi, and welcome to a Dad's Path podcast. We're real dads solving everyday problems. Each week, we tackle issues that dads everywhere face and deliver actions you can take right away. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and go to adadspath.com to get our free newsletter exclusively for dads. Our goal is to help you make fatherhood count. Dad on. Hi, and welcome to another episode of A Dad's Path podcast. I'm Will Bronstein. Today, we're going to talk about how to create family traditions as a dad. The holidays remind us of family traditions, a lot of us anyway. Maybe sweet memories with our parents, excitement, anticipation. As dad, you want to create traditions so your kids can happily look back at this time of year with fond memories. And traditions don't generally occur naturally. Making a tradition is fun if you do it consistently, and it should be something you look forward to every year. So once you have some ideas, you might want to put them in your calendar as a recurring item so you can remember to set the stage each year. And here are some of our favorite traditions to do with our families here and may give you some idea for the holidays. So first, celebrate the first snow if you live somewhere where it snows. Create a family tradition around the first snowfall of the year. So maybe your kids can jump barefoot in the snow and then you can help them make hot chocolate inside to warm up. Or perhaps the first snow means the kids get to pick out their favorite movie to watch. Anything you can set the tradition, but get them excited about it. Another idea is make a special breakfast on the winter solstice on a special day. So that's December 21st. It's the shortest day of the year as well. So it's kind of a funny reason to celebrate. It's right before Christmas around the holiday time. So it gets you in the mood. And just make sure the meal is memorable, maybe unique. Maybe it's homemade cinnamon buns or having the kids plan the menu. Another idea, this is an obvious one, but Christmas tree shopping. You know, maybe you're getting a fake tree and maybe you're going to a store to get decorations. Maybe you're getting a real tree out in the woods. Maybe you're cutting it down, but your kids will love being part of the process, whatever it is. And decorating it, as you know, or you'll very quickly learn, is really also where there's a lot of enjoyment and a lot of bonding that can occur. Another nice thing to do this time of year is to give to those in need. And that can be a nice family tradition. Maybe it's preparing a food basket together to donate or volunteering to hand out food or warm clothes. Or maybe you just collect the items yourself and then have your kid come with you to drop them off so they can see how you're giving to those in need each year. And obviously, depending how old your kids are. Gingerbread making house, you know how much fun those can be. They never taste very good, but that's besides the point. Kids love them. They like the candy. They like building. And it's creativity. It's a nice indoor activity as well. So something to look forward to. But you could do it once a year. Another idea is making gifts for family. You know, you could have, depending on how old your kid is, hey, make a little drawing. And then you can mail it to them. Things like that each year. Or it can be hot chocolate mixes, other arts and crafts. Singing a song. You know, that's a great idea, right? Music is one of those things that evokes joy. You can put some holiday playlists on. And when you find a song your child likes, print out the lyrics, start to learn it together. Each time you put it on, you'll learn more together and connect. And by the way, the lyrics are for you, not your kid. You'll be surprised how quickly they can memorize things. Another winter idea, maybe the last one here, is to go on a winter scavenger hunt. You know, bundle up warm as you're preparing to be outside. And your kids will love searching outside. Well, you know, it can be things, nature items, right? It can be pine cones, leaves, trees, unique rocks, animal tracks, birds, you can hide items. But the idea is to make something fun and creative. So, you know, again, this is all about wintertime, making the most of the new season and creating memories together. So what are you going to try? And maybe you have some of your own you already do try. I'd love to hear about them over here. So keep cool during the holidays. It's not always easy, but this is a really important time of year. And dad on.
If you liked our podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review. If you haven't joined us yet, go to adadspath.com to get our free newsletter exclusively for dads. And do you know a friend who might like this podcast? Send it on. We want to help as many dads as possible make fatherhood count. Dad on.